It's lunchtime, and students are filing into a classroom to hear a debate at the University of Houston Law Center. The subject, climate change.
Are man-made greenhouse gas emissions the cause of climate change? And
so, that's John Nielsen Gammon. He's the official climate expert for the state of Texas. He's debating Willie Soon, a researcher with the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics.
There's no experimental data that can support the views is Earth is changing in a dangerous manner by CO2.
That's Soon's bottom line. CO2 from man-made pollution isn't a major factor in global warming. The state climatologist, Nielsen Gammon, said such greenhouse gases are an important factor.
Man is causing a substantial increase in most of the greenhouse gases that are in the atmosphere.
In Texas especially, the climate change debate is hardly just academic. New pollution policies aimed at curbing greenhouse gases are affecting the state's booming oil and gas industry and the state's critically needed power plants, which was the concern of one member of the debate audience, a man who didn't look like a student, but maybe one of the professors.
Do you think that we understand the problem well enough?
We caught up with him afterward.
I'm Dr. Harold Dwaron, retired NASA scientist.
A retired rocket scientist, who we would learn is part of yet another debate over who has the right stuff to challenge mainstream science.
The politicians, at least those in leadership, are acting like it's a proven thing that CO2 is causing global warming. But it's not been scientifically proved.
We're now at Hal Dwaron's house. He lives not far from the Johnson Space Center, where, fresh out of Rice University, he went to work on the Apollo project.
I was part of the team that designed the landing gear for the lunar module.
He says they used computer models to try to predict how those designs might perform on the moon. Now, he and several dozen other retired NASA scientists have formed a group, The Right Climate Stuff, and are using their expertise to critique models on the causes and effects of global warming.
So we validated the model before we used it for any design decisions. And the current climate models are not validated.
If Dwaron were to say that to believers in those climate models, you can imagine how they might react. Well, actually, you can listen to them react, because Dwaron himself was part of a debate held in January in Washington.
And 13,950 peer-reviewed scientific papers, of which 1% say no human cause of climate change. So the science is there.
That's a guy named Scott Sklar, an executive with a clean energy company. He and Dwaron were on a panel for a program at the National Press Club called The Hard Question and hosted by Blanquita Cullum.
So going back to Hal Dwaron, you hear that, Hal. Why would you, 50, go up against all these guys?
It is a volunteer group. I think we're very objective. We don't belong to any special interest group.
Back in Texas, Dwaron said at NASA he was used to arguing with fellow scientists, but he said this public debating takes some getting used to.
I'm used to debates, but not political debates.
He said he and some of his fellow NASA retirees were motivated in part by public statements made by current NASA scientists. Statements Dwaron said were unduly alarming about how much the climate was changing. Dwaron will be back in Washington later this week to speak on climate change at a forum hosted by a conservative group. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.